Let's get it, get it, get it.
Gotta get the gaming going. Gotta get the gaming going.
Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the A-Nas. Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the hate nets. Play a podcast. Hey, play a podcast. Play a podcast. Stop down on the hate nets. Play a podcast. Hey, start our own broadcast. And we call it the Play a Podcast. Stop down on the hate nets. Play a podcast. Hey, started our own broadcast. And we call it the Play a Podcast. Stop down on the play a podcast. Be back on the hate net. Play a podcast.
Oh God. Hey, I'm kind of smooth, dog. You feel me? What? Man, kid, y'all thought I was going outside. My kids already on my nerves, man. I just got there. Look, man, I'm looking raggedy. Jesus. What's going down, man? We back. Y'all better make y'all some meat and leave me alone. Thank you. Jesus, man. You can't ask your kids what to do. You got to tell your kids what to do. All right, look, check it out. So look, I had a spiritual reading, right? Through this girl, and she's highly recommended, you know what I'm saying, through a lot of people. I actually found out about her through my wife, right? So, yeah, man, she just, it's weird because, you know, a lot of this shit that they gonna tell you if you decide to do this shit, you know what I'm saying? You already know, my nigga. Shit you've been feeling. Things that you already know about yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's not. What's going on? These kids on my nerves, man. Everybody, ain't nobody been down here this whole time. Now when I'm trying to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to come down here and start making all this noise. But anyway, so look. Basically, she told me, my nigga, that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. She said, you're getting rid of old energies, old people, things that no longer serve you. This shit is on my get. Jesus, get away. Go away. Go away. God damn. You too. You ain't special. Shit, nigga. Kids, man. But anyway, so look, it's a lot. It has a lot to do with like your mind, your spirit, you know what I'm saying? And the things that you truly, really want for yourself, right? So me, I didn't start cutting niggas out my life until, you know, I started feeling a certain way within myself, you know what I'm saying? And one, I didn't want that to spill on other people, especially people I love, you know what I'm saying? And two, I like the intro. Right on, bro. That shit smooth, huh? We started our own broadcast. Hey, we call it the Player Podcast. But you know, I didn't want to, because, you know I'd be tripping, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I can get a little extreme and shit, you know? I'd be high energy, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to, because, you know, I was sad, my nigga. Like, she called it a depression, though. She was like, you coming out of a little bit of a depression, and you had a lot of sadness in your spirit and shit like that. Like, hell yeah, man, shit, I lost some family, you know what I mean? Shit was just not... I just couldn't understand, like, why would these, like, my cousin, man, that nigga, I don't understand why he did what he did, you know what I'm saying, even to this day, you know, I know why he did what he did, I know the reasoning, but it's just like, bro, you know what I'm saying, so that shit was, like, breaking my heart, my nigga, breaking my heart, like, damn, man, that was one of my only cousins that really fucked with me like that, you know what I'm saying, that I knew, you know, the rest of them niggas, you know, we cool and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel enough, nigga. So I'll be vacating. But yeah. And she said, people, it's niggas like y'all, it's niggas out here mad at me, nigga. I don't do no bad shit, my nigga. I don't do nothing bad, my nigga. For the most part, everything I do is in line with me, you know, increasing and elevating me and my family, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, but she did say, she said, nigga, that the things that I say and the shit that I want for myself and my family, people just can't fathom that shit. So it makes them uncomfortable and then it makes them start hating and shit. I'm like, nigga, I just don't understand. You hating, my nigga. Look at me, nigga. You got something to say to me, nigga? Especially if you know me. You know how I am, nigga. We could talk, nigga. We can chop it up. You know what I'm saying? You mad at me, nigga. Cross the bridge, nigga, and state your case. The fuck, nigga? I'm going to tell you this. I ain't never stole from none of my niggas. I ain't never smashed none of my homies, ladies. See, that's why I need my daughter to get out of here so I can talk how I talk. You feel me? I ain't never, let me think. What else could you possibly do? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never backdoor nobody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never hated, nigga. Like, as far as got in the way of nothing that nobody I fuck with trying to get done or trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never told nobody no bad information, nigga, hoping that they slip and fall, nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's just less shit I got to worry about. You feel me? For real. But she definitely said that I'm on the right path, my nigga, and I need to continue. I need to, like, make this energy that this energy that I'm creating for myself, I need to make it stronger, nigga. I need to go harder. That's what I'm like. I feel like I go pretty hard, you know, as far as doing what I want to do. Taisha, come sit down. I got a spot just for you. On my lap. Come sit on daddy's lap. You want to pop that ass for the camera?
No.
Hey, y'all go check out my wife's TikTok. She been on there trying to show out and shit. She feeling her new body. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. I like it, though. I like to see her confidence coming back, my nigga. That's the shit that I'm trying to create. Because who's in a fucked up place, my nigga? I'm talking about drunk every night. Getting fucked up. A lot of it was because I was so sad. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. Like, losing family, man, that should have made a hole in your heart, my nigga. That should have changed you, bro.
I have a question. Move this around. So, how did the reading make you feel, though?
How did it make me feel?
Did it just give you, like, clarity? Did it just make you feel like, dang, I already knew, but I just needed, like, a solid answer? Like, you know, like, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like I definitely need to trust myself a lot more, especially that spiritual shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess I got some spiritual shit too. That's another thing she told me. Like, you need to meditate and really go into your spiritual side a lot more. But, you know, I'm more of like in the moment type shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't really just be, because she was tapping into you niggas' energies, nigga. I ain't gonna bust your ass out, nigga. But she was tapping into you niggas' energies, nigga. Nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. If you don't want to see me win, nigga, you ain't finna see me at all, nigga. For real. That was the worst part about it. Like, damn, this nigga's out here funking, nigga. But ain't said nothing, nigga. Ain't trying to do nothing, nigga. I don't like that shit. Because me, nigga, if I got a problem with you, nigga, I'm gonna come straight at you, nigga. Why the fuck you do this shit? Or why you acting like this with the bam? And one of them niggas I was finna do it. But there's me. That's the spiritual shit. You know what I'm saying? Something in my spirit told me not to do it. Like, just be smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit you used to do. You don't need to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Trying to drag somebody out into the street and shit.
Yeah, like, they're gonna get what they give. Like, that's what they don't understand. You know? Like, you get what you give.
Mm.
You get what you give. Like, whether it's good or bad, you're gonna get what you give.
You're going to get what you give, my nigga. And, you know, somebody like me, you know, I done took a lot in my life. You know what I'm saying? And, nigga, I feel like I can take a lot more. I ain't tripping, my nigga. It's nothing. I done been hurt plenty of times, emotionally, physically, all that. I done been fucked up.
it just sucks, you know, honestly, when you put your trust in people and you really think that people are messing with you. Like, you know, because you always show genuine love. Like, if anybody's been following the podcast this whole time, I mean, obviously, he's been gone for a minute, you know, due to all that death and
broken
stuff. But he is always trying to encourage people. He always, you know, wants people to be their highest self, like that they could be. Exactly. He's always positive. I mean, sometimes he gets a little crazy, but we all know it's coming from love. You know? But, you know, for the most part, I feel like you're always trying to see everybody else win.
Yeah.
That's what I kept trying to tell him, like, focus on you. Like, you're always worried about other people, you always big up other people, big yourself up, because these people is looking at you the same that you're looking at everybody else. And that's why their energy came up in the reading. I already been told him, because, you know, like, you guys don't know, but, like, I could do that stuff too. Like, I just, you know, I'm still learning, but I'm still a little nervous with it. But she confirmed everything I said. Everything I already told him, down to names, everything.
Damn, nigga. Like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? For real? Is that what it is? Oh, is that how we living? That's what we doing, nigga? Ah, nigga. Like, bro, but, yep, that's, I don't need to be that version of me no more, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got the message I got. Like, nah, nigga, let it be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really had something on me, nigga, you would have came at me, nigga. You would have came at me. For real. It's been going on. You've always been supportive. Oh, God, my nigga. Ask anybody who, especially the people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Now, the people that I don't know and that, you know, I just do shit for, nigga, like, they can't really testify. You know what I'm saying? But the niggas that I know, my nigga, if I see you out and you selling some shit, I'm going to ask you, well, how much you want for that? Even if I don't need it, my nigga, I still be buying niggas shit. You know what I'm saying? Shouting niggas out. I ain't doing none of that shit no more, nigga. That was the main thing she told me. You need to focus on yourself. You need to stop fucking giving out your energy like that. Nigga, it's because it's not coming back. Especially from people that you think is supposed to love you, nigga. Like, damn. It's like that, nigga. That shit makes me want to get rough. You feel me? Like, nigga, because it's like, nigga, I ain't never did nothing to none of you niggas. Nothing, nigga. That's the shit you niggas do. You niggas was fucking niggas bitches and fucking stealing out niggas houses and all that kind of shit, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Not me. Ain't none of that shit ever been on me, nigga. Fucking your shit up, nigga. Telling motherfuckers this and telling motherfuckers that. So they won't fuck. Nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I ain't never been that way. I ain't never had to step on another nigga's toes, nigga, to get a leg up, nigga. Ever. Nigga. And that's another thing she said. She was like, the shit that you, like, the way you is, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much. It's too much, nigga. That's why I got what I got. That's why I am where I am, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I really puss it down. I really feel like this, nigga. You know what I'm saying? When I told niggas, I told plenty niggas. I ain't trying to be the only nigga in the Benz, nigga. Looks like I'm going to be the only nigga in the Bentley too, nigga. Or whatever the fuck else I decide to do. For real. And you know what? It's like, for me, the biggest thing for me is like coming back in, you know what I'm saying? Gathering all my shit, you know what I mean? And fucking really boom, 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 boom. Because having other people in your mix, it does confuse shit. You know what I'm saying? You might even end up changing your route, nigga, because you done added another nigga in who ain't supposed to be in.
Other people's opinion trying to distract you.
Yeah, nigga.
Because, you know, they want to see you fail. So they might just like, you know, put a little.
Trying to discourage me, nigga. Yeah. Like, because I be dreaming big. I ain't going to lie, nigga. I be in fantasy land, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real. But I was in fantasy land when we was going for this house that we live in right now. Niggas didn't believe it, nigga. Niggas, ah, oh, man, how the fuck you going to do that? Nigga, and nigga.
Right. And, you know, like, when you that's the thing too. Like, everything that we have done, we've never thrown it in nobody's face. So whether you nigga. Feel however you feel about us, like, that's crazy. Because all we did is encourage people. Like, you know, I don't know. It's so crazy to me. Like, we've never stood. Like, we don't be like,
it just happens to be that way. You know what I'm saying? Bitches be mad at my wife because she fine. She was born that way, nigga. Sorry.
But like the overall reading, I feel like it was good though. I think it was good.
Oh yeah, I'm just talking about the
positive, but like that little negative.
Speak on it. Oh God, not this one. What up? What up?
You know that little negative part. You know, it just hurts because it's like, damn, for real.
The fact like that the fact that she was able to describe niggas. Don't even know you niggas. Don't even know you. But telling me who you is though, nigga. Damn, nigga. Yeah, nigga. And guess what, nigga? I'm going to stay this way, nigga. I'm going to keep pushing, my nigga. Keep doing my shit. I ain't changing for nobody. Ever, my nigga. Read your message on the phone. Let me see. Oh, somebody sing. Hold on. Oh, okay. What's up, big cousin, nigga? What up, big cousin? We got an OG. Oh, shit. We got another OG in this motherfucker. What up, C-Ro? Got some OGs in this bitch today, nigga. It's going down. Y'all got my support. Oh, God, you got my support, too, my nigga. Anything you try to do out here, man, shoot it to me. You know what I'm saying? If I got the bread, I'll buy it. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing. We're not going to change who we are.
Yeah.
Just because you're uncomfortable with who you are.
Yeah, like, nigga.
That's the biggest thing. We're not going to change.
That's exactly what she said. Because you're not happy with yourself. You unhappy with me too, nigga? That don't even make sense. Explain that shit to me. You're not mad at me, my nigga. You're mad at yourself. I say that shit all the fucking time. What's the topic, my nigga? So I got a spiritual reading, big cousin. I ain't gonna lie, I was scared to do that shit because I am not spiritually like, what's the word? Spiritually, like, shit. The word, I'm losing the word, my nigga. But I'm not, I'm not a. I haven't fucked with that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done watched readings. Like, my wife will get on it. She'll get on the, I'm trying to be a notary. Bro, that shit's easy, my nigga. It's easy. We both notaries, my nigga. I really should start pushing that shit. We should really start pushing that shit, probably. Yeah. Start doing the notary shit more. We got customers that we do notarize stuff for, but we not doing it like that. But we do got them, though. It's easy, bro. Just get on the .gov shit and then just follow the steps. You know what I'm saying?
Secretary.
Yeah, Secretary of State. And you'll take a little test and all that. It's easy, bro. It's easy. I'm telling you. You'll have
to take a
Did we take class?
I mean, like a little, yeah, so we could get familiar with all the rules and stuff.
Oh, yeah, there was like some read material and shit. Yeah. But it's easy, man. You done graduated and shit, you know what I'm saying, from college and all that, man. You could do it, bro. But big cousin C-Ro, my nigga, it's basically, I was like worried about, because, you know, sometimes I don't know if I'm good or evil, nigga. I'm going to just be honest, because I'll be having evil thoughts, nigga. Evil fucking thoughts, especially when shit like this comes to me. It's like, nigga, I will get rid of your ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for you to be around, my nigga, if you secretly mad at me. What the fuck is you mad for, nigga? Think back, nigga. What have I done to you? Tell me, nigga. You mad because everything I say I want, I can fucking get, nigga? That's why I was getting so frustrated with the end of last year. The end of 2022, my nigga, because, yeah, nigga, I know it sounds fucking arrogant, cocky, and all that other shit, whatever, my nigga, but I get whatever the fuck I want, you know what I'm saying, for real, but I live a certain way, too, you know what I mean, I don't come out here, like I said, trying to kick people down, my nigga, trying to get in people's way for no reason, my nigga, if I see a nigga doing something good to increase and elevate himself, bro, I'm gonna support you, my nigga, I'm gonna encourage you to continue down that path, you know what I'm saying. He said, brave, I can't do it. I'm cautious about my energy. Believe me, I know more than most. Yeah, man, that was my thing. Like, I thought I was going to feel some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, but it was cool, bro. Like, she just, you could hear, I didn't do it on, like, no video or nothing. You could hear her back there flipping the cards. She was like, pop, pop, pop. Like, oh, you got all good cards. You got all good cards. She was like, you shedding old energies. She was like, you really need to focus on completing, you know, your healing process. You know, that was another major thing. Like, I need to like start meditating and doing a lot of shit for and with myself. That's what she said. You put a lot of energy into your family. She was like, you don't want to be resentful because you're doing so much for them and not enough for yourself. So that was pretty loud, you know what I'm saying? Because everything I do is for my family, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man of the house, nigga. I gotta make sure everything is right. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure niggas eat every night. It's always lights when the switches get flipped, nigga. You know what I'm saying? When you turn the knob on the sink, water got to come out. You feel me? Like, shit. He said, we would not have been homies if you were evil. Bruh. Hey, look. I feel that same way, too, though. For real. Because certain people, you could just feel it like, damn. But I think certain other people, nigga, I just got used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the negativity and, you know, just certain shit. That's why I'm like, nigga, you never come through, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't be tripping on this social media shit, but there's certain shit that is loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always missing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But when it come to another motherfucker, you always there. Okay, nigga. Don't trip, bro. Because guess what? My absence is going to be just as loud as my presence, nigga. Believe me. Just as, if not louder. Because you're not going to be able to call me for that certain shit that you know you can only call me for, that you know I'll hold it down and be there for, nigga. You're going to miss that shit. I guarantee you're going to miss that shit, nigga. For real. Big cousin, you know what? You know that spiritual what you're speaking on. What you mean? Be more specific, man. I'll be bouncing around. You saying all kind of shit. Say that again. Nigga, my absence, nigga, is going to be just as loud. Because, yeah, I'm a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'll be filling up the room and shit. You know, when I feel like I feel. You know what I'm saying? But normally I'm pretty quiet. You know what I'm saying? And I chill. You know what I mean? But, yeah, my absence is just as loud as my presence, my nigga. Believe me. Believe me. It's not going to be the same without me. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be on no cocky shit, but for real, man. For real. It's real shit, my nigga. And like, that's why, tell the truth, on God, because you too, you were one just like that, my nigga. I know I can call you for certain shit. I'm glad we ain't needed to, you know what I'm saying, link up on no shit like that. You feel me? But I know you there. You know what I'm saying? I know that. I got that from you, my nigga. You know, that's why I never did nothing to cross you, my nigga. Like, this nigga done left me in the house with fucking guns and that shit. God damn it. But all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Big piles of money, you know what I'm saying? Nothing never came up missing. He never had to come to me talking about some nigga, what the fuck is happening to this? And what the fuck, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done gave me cars and shit. I'm riding around, nigga. Racing and shit. Like being bad, nigga, you feel me? But I never did nothing that he, well, no, I have done things that he didn't approve of. I ain't gonna lie. This nigga done had to sock me up a couple times. One, for talking too much, nigga. But I just wasn't in the know. You know what I'm saying? And two, just like doing shit that is putting other people at risk. You know what I'm saying? Me without thinking about it in the moment. You know what I'm saying? That nigga had to check me a lot. For real. Everything you're saying, I can relate to. Tell the truth. On God, my nigga. I mean, so you know, that shit was new as fuck to me. Just like my cousin Ciro said. He said, I can't do it. Bro, just try it. I'm telling you, man, because the things that's in your head, they're not all mumbo jumbo, bro. It's not all like cloudiness and shit. A lot of that shit, we probably just don't want to accept. You know what I'm saying? I don't like getting rid of people out of my life, nigga. If I fuck with you like that and I have to, and I'm not able to fuck with you no more, nigga, due to whatever the reason is, it's going to leave a hole in my heart. You know what I'm saying? I love my niggas. I love everybody. I love you for that. Oh, God, I love you too, my nigga. For real. Niggas just don't know, bro. Like, even one of the niggas that came up in the shit, him too. Like, nigga, I never took nothing from you, nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Never, nigga, don't ask you for nothing, bro. Now, my big cousin, now he can say that. I used to have to ask that nigga for shit. That nigga would come through, though, bro. Look, big cousin would come through, my nigga. Pull up, like, you need some bread? Like, yeah, I need some bread, my nigga. I need some lunch money for school. You know what I'm saying? This nigga be like, pop out the watch. Just give me all the ones and fives, nigga. Like, God damn, that's a lot of ones, nigga. Like, you can have all my small bills, nigga. Like, that shit was so hard, you feel me? Like, and me getting that kind of shit, that's what makes me the way, because I know it's people like that out here. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't ran into them yet, I guess, my nigga. Niggas is mad, bro. Like, you mad, my nigga? That shit funny as fuck. Like, no one, I ain't never did that to you. He said we met for a reason. Oh, God, man, so we can exchange, you know what I mean, energies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Help each other, man. Get to understandings of certain things, because not everything is clear out here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to do the reading. I was scared. Come on. And I'm not scared of much. I'm not scared of much, my nigga. I done been through it all. You know what I'm saying? But I was definitely like, because that shit is invisible. You know what I'm saying? The whole spiritual realm, my nigga. It's like the unknown and You know what I mean? The unexplored and shit for me at least. Like I said, I'm not well versed in that shit. You know what I'm saying? My wife be up there watching these ladies, like, you know, this is some crazy shit, right? So she was watching this one lady and she put it on my shit. Like, this is the one for the Leos and da da da. It was like a certain category that I fell into. Nigga, tell me why this lady was talking about 6 is your lucky number, nigga. It was a few things she said about the number 6, but nigga, the 6 is my shit, nigga. I'm from 26 straight, nigga. You feel me? The fucking, I hate that it turned into what it turned into. You know what I'm saying? Some little badass niggas running around claiming my shit, my nigga. But ain't nothing I could do about that. I don't know them niggas. You feel me? But nigga, yeah, nigga. Yeah, me and a couple other niggas, we started that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was all up and down that street. He said, who did your reading? Check out this girl named Brene Reeves, bro. She's on YouTube. She's on everything for the most part. You know what I'm saying? I think she's even on this Facebook. Ain't she on Facebook too? Yeah. I think she's on here too. Link her. What up, Tink?
I'm gonna link what do you do, her, man? What's her yeah. website?
Yeah, put her thing in the comments for me. Nigga, look, bro. Go, check out, so that's how I met her. She put a shout out or whatever she was looking for. And I wanted to break out of my sadness. You feel me? I know I wasn't ready to come back and do my own show, my nigga. So I got on her podcast, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. You know, it's her and a couple other ladies and it's one other dude and shit. But sometimes everybody don't be showing up and shit. But I've been there for the most part for the last like 4 or 5 of them. But it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We sit and chop it up. We talk about real shit, my nigga.
Spiritual stuff.
Yeah, we don't get into the spiritual side too much. Like she'll touch on it if somebody brings something up about it, but it's like, not just about that.
If you guys do get a reading from her, just be ready for real, because she's very accurate.
Nigga,
she be like reading on these celebrities, like she be knowing like months, sometimes even years before the shit happens,
bruh. The shit she so since I got on her show and shit, right? I've been like paying more attention to her, checking her out, you know what I'm saying? And nigga, I'm like, what the fuck? That's why I be telling her she's fucking creepy. Nigga, you creepy as fuck. Like, how the fuck are you doing that? How, nigga? I don't understand. You feel me? But nigga, I ain't the smartest nigga. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck it. You know, sometimes you gotta just throw yourself in there, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about me though. I always try new shit. You know, I'm never scared to like go into new places and spaces, you know what I'm saying? Meet new people. Like, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? You can't, if you don't want to stay in the same place that you are in, my nigga, you have to do something different, bro. You have to go somewhere else. Meet somebody else, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Get some new shit in your system, my nigga.
And I think for you, I think that's all you needed, because you, like you say, you cherish like your relationships and stuff. So I think you were just holding dead weight, like a lot of dead weight. And you have to let that go, like, you know, to progress on in life. We've been so stagnant.
Damn.
And, you know, like, I just feel like you didn't know where to go. So it's like you needed that guidance.
Yeah.
You know,
I needed her to clear it, because I definitely trust her shit just because of what I've seen. Like, this shit is undeniable, my nigga. It's real. You know what I'm saying? Especially the shit she was saying. Like, she don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying? But she's saying things and shit that is me. I'm just like, God damn. Like, you can't just.
That's the only reason I haven't got one done from her. Because I think I'm just not ready to face myself in that way. Because I know there's like stuff that I need to do and change. And I just, maybe, like you said, I don't want to accept it yet. That's the only reason I haven't got it done. Because I know what I got to do.
Like, you know what you got to do, for sure. But, he said, people like you and your wife, I value. Oh, God, same to you, bro. For real, you need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the player, nigga. Oh, God. It's like, all right, let me stop playing around. I'm supposed to be serious on this. Nah, for real, though. Real shit, my nigga. Like she said, you got to be willing and ready to face yourself, my nigga, because she might say some shit. Now, see, like, I wasn't too worried about her saying anything, because I don't do nothing bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't cheat on my woman. I don't sell drugs, my nigga. I don't come out here and start shit with people. You feel me? Well, I don't be trying to start shit. But sometimes I fall into that category. Should we tell the story about Sam's Club?
Oh, my God. know he hates me for a reason, because like I balance him out for real, because he's crazy out here.
Hey,
I gotta calm him down.
I ain't gonna lie, I was like a wild animal, my nigga. All these white women was trying to like tell me what to do, nigga. I was getting in their ass like, why? Bitch, shut the fuck up. Oh, I couldn't wait for a white bitch to say something to me.
And the bad thing is, I knew it was coming. Just like, I knew, like, his body language, I knew it was coming.
Oh, shit. No. Then I pulled out the American Express, like, run my fucking shit, nigga. They thought I was a nigga. Till I hit him with the Air Max, nigga. Like, yeah, bitch, do what I said. It's like, no, I'll just fight. It wasn't like that. It was a misunderstanding, you feel me? But this white lady tried it, my nigga. And I should let it slide, you feel me?
She pulled the car. We had a Karen moment. Because she was all like, what did she say? You're making me so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, she tried to, like, play that little victim card. But she was acting like she was about to square up. Like,
yeah. Like, bitch, you know, my wife will drag your ass. I told her, like, you ugly.
Yeah, we can't both be in that moment because it's just not going to be good. So I had to because for real, once you start stepping up, I was just like, oh, we about to fight?
Yeah,
like,
nigga, okay. I was getting in the ass because white people think that they're automatically, like, above you, my nigga. Especially if you look like this, you know, you got this skin and shit, you talk a certain way, they automatically are placing themselves like, bitch, you ain't, who the fuck you think you is? Telling me shit. Telling me what to do, you feel me?
Okay, supposed to be positive.
All right, let me calm down, nigga, my bad. So look, shit like that, because shit be happening, you feel me? It's like I told y'all about the other day on the live, my nigga. I almost had blood on my hands, nigga, body on my gun, nigga.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just trying to give examples. You feel me? Like, I'm not perfect, my nigga. I get dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck up, my nigga. I do shit that I shouldn't do. I don't go nowhere I shouldn't go for the most part. But you know what I mean? And then too, like, the whole drinking and smoking thing. Like, I felt like that shit was dragging my spirit down. I'm, like, suppressing a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I was getting through a lot of shit with it. Like, doing a whole lot of crying. You feel me? And just like trying to gain an understanding of why things are the way they are right now. You know what I mean? Why certain people are not here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurts. But I think I was just doing shit the wrong way sometimes. You feel me? So I was expecting her to be like, nigga, you need to come. Cause this is how she be talking. She's like a female version of me, my nigga. She's talking shit. Threatening to beat up her customers and shit. I'm gonna have to find a clip so y'all can see what I'm talking about. Like, she's not like, hello everyone, welcome to my reading. Everyone grab a seat.
But she's not get a like glass that of all water. The
yeah,
all
she has.
People be trying her.
She has the. She has her size. You know what I'm saying? Just like I can be smooth, you know. Come out like, yo, no, everybody have a good day. You know what I'm saying? I hope everything you want happens for you. You feel me? With RP to my nigga Sin. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Sin for the P, my nigga. RP to that nigga. He used to say, I hope you live for as long as you want. And I hope you never want for as long as you live. You feel me? Shit like that. That's the kind of energy that I'd rather have come with. He said, Miss Cleo, call me now. Real shit. RP to her too. And we was talking about her on the last episode. She said she was real. She said she was a real reader. But there was other people involved in the program that brought the bad name. So I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. You got that. There you go again. You gotta watch who you around, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What not, you know, even if they're not necessarily like hoping bad for you, they just may be doing bad, period. You know what I'm saying? Doing things that they shouldn't do, that's going to bring bad energy into your space, my nigga, because you were part of that circle. You feel me? That's why niggas got to go, man. I'm sorry, brother. It is what it is, nigga. I ain't never been scared to be by myself, nigga. Ask my wife, nigga. When she first met me, I was by myself in the library, nigga. Not when she first met me, but when she first saw me, nigga. In the library, nigga. I ain't never been embarrassed about none of my shit, nigga. You feel me? Real talk. She was like, this nigga's in the library? Like, I thought it was a Park Hill Blood. In the library. You feel me? Like, nigga, I ain't never been stupid, my nigga. I can read very well. I can comprehend very well. You feel me? But yeah, I wanted to get on here and talk about that shit so niggas don't be scared to do it. Just do it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If there is some bad shit that you need to clean up, I'm sure you already know that. So if, when, and if she tells you that, you know what I'm saying? Just accept it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just start going towards that, start going in that direction, my nigga, to change that thing that, you know, even if you like the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not supposed to be doing that or you don't need it in your life, my nigga, just start moving in that direction so you can have something different for yourself, especially if you don't like where you are. People really think that the bad in their life is not their fault. Like, nigga, how fucking self-centered and ignorant can you be, my nigga? Everything you do is right. That's all I was waiting for her to be like, and nigga, you need to chill. You feel me? Chill your ass out. Stop tripping. You know what I'm saying? But this is, I already say that kind of shit to myself though. Be like, nigga, chill, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be out here spreading bad energy because I'll get nasty fast, my nigga. Especially if I feel like you coming at me, bro. Like, don't come at me, my nigga. Fine. Now, if I did something, you know, I'll accept my shit. Like, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to do that, or I wasn't trying to do it like that, or whatever. If I wasn't. But if I was, I might just stay on my side. Like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. What you want to do, nigga? What you want to do? Like, nigga, I was raised by a real G, my nigga. For real. Even if I get my ass beat, my nigga, I'm going to get up and say the same shit again. I'm going to say it again, nigga. You feel me? But, yeah, so look. If y'all niggas are having trouble maneuvering right now in this moment. You know what I'm saying? Too, she said it's like a retrograde. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Let me look that up. Let's look up the word retrograde. See, this is what I do. This is who I am. You feel me? If I don't know, I go find out. You know what I'm saying? I like to have knowledge, my nigga. Definition of retrograde. Okay. Directed or moving backwards. Oh, hell no. Nah. I definitely ain't going backwards, nigga. I came from a crazy place. You know what I'm saying? A dirty space, my nigga. I ain't going back down there. Fuck that. Let's see. Maybe there's some more. Go back in position or time. Other planets will at some time appear in retrograde. Oh, at some time will appear to retrograde. What does that mean? The planets appear to retrograde. What does that mean? Appear, that's visual. So that's weird. Somebody know what retrograde is? Throwback. Okay, retro, yeah. Retro definitely means previous. So but I don't understand, like, how is the now
are aligned a certain way, I guess. I don't know, because I'm not like all, you know, the astrology. I mean, I know.
But how is the now going to involve the past, though? As if it's like... See, I don't know everything, my nigga. I don't understand everything, you feel me? Retrograde. So, yeah, there's supposed to be a retrograde, so we gotta get your black ass out of here. Jesus Christ. All my kids, man, my kids just being so disrespectful today. Should I get the belt, y'all? Do I need to get the belt? It's like, I don't whoop my kids no more, my nigga. I ain't whooped my kids in years. But one of them did get a whooping, like, last year. She got one whooping last year. That's sad, nigga. But that's just, she was doing too much. She was going too far. You feel me? I had to correct her ass. My kids is wild, my nigga. They got that shit like me. Like, once it's on, it's on. But you ain't going to be on with me. I'm going to take you down. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so during the retrograde, she was saying to, like, remain in in your now, especially if you're in a good space. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep everything that you got right now going. Don't make no major changes. Don't add nobody. You know what I'm saying? She was like, only take away shit as you recognize it's not for you no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, remove all the bullshit. That's really the time. Because it's been loud. I ain't going to lie. Like, oh, for real? Because like I said, I've been seeing shit. You know what I'm saying? Hearing little shit here and there. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get the heads of one of the nigga. He wouldn't show up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. You want to run your mouth, but you don't want to run these hands, nigga. I don't like that shit. Nigga, don't fucking speak on me, nigga. Your bitch ass. All right, he said, my understanding is that it's an upgrade to fit the old parts. The same, but improved. I can see that because, for the most part, I'm the same person. Yeah, but I am. I'm adding new things and taking away old things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not totally the same, though. I change every day. Every time I learn something new, it changes me. You know what I mean? Like, that's why, especially the niggas that are not in my mix like that, I'm trying to say, like, damn, nigga, you always doing some different shit. Like, every time I run into your ass, nigga, something else going on. Like, that's because, man, we can't never stop. You know what I'm saying? We got to continue to increase and elevate ourselves, my nigga. And we can only do that by gaining and applying knowledge, my nigga. New things. She said, my cousin said, she's saying to take a look at what you've been through. Connect the dots. Nigga. And that was a major ass thing. Stop ignoring those signs that you're getting. She was like, a lot of this shit, you already know, you've been seeing it. She was like, these are people that are in your life. You know when shit's not right. She hella said this shit. I'm just like, oh my God, bro. Like, cuz for me, it's a major thing. You know what I'm saying? Overhauling your shit like that. Getting rid of people, especially people that you consider family, even if they're not really your family, you know what I'm saying? Just a close friend or whatever it may be. That thing, that should be hurting, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. The shit don't feel good. Because one, I don't want you to remember me as somebody who do something like that to you. But if it's necessary, you leave me no choice, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact that she was able to fucking describe these niggas, bro. No, go ahead.
Because I was going to say, because you know how Sangster said that? What? Like, how are y'all friends, but y'all clown each other? But there was truth to that, because, like, every little thing you guys were saying was, like...
It's little cuts.
Yeah, like, why? Because that's how you feel about me?
But niggas do that, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
Niggas do that, you know? We get on each other's nerves. Niggas in fight, not that, put hands on each other and shit like that, you know? That kind of thing just happens when you're in a group of males, you know? It don't, for me, I don't think it'd be as bad as when the ladies, y'all really be hating each other. Anybody want to come work out with the wife? She needs a workout partner. That's a girl, because I ain't trying to make her swell or nothing. She can't be doing everything I do. One of the sexy ladies. Or one of the ladies trying to get sexy. All right, let me chill out. Nah, for real though, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did though. We used to talk real bad about each other, man. I haven't done that shit in a long time with any of my friends, you know what I'm saying? But it used to get dirty back in the day. Like, niggas would start talking about each other's moms and everything. Like, that shit would get bad. Your mama got a fat pouch, nigga. Oh man, nigga, it would be bad, bro. But I don't know. I feel like maybe that shit ran its course. You know what I'm saying? It's time for some new people, my nigga. Time for some new people. But I enjoyed it though. The feeling that it gave me, because it was like confirming shit. You know what I'm saying? She's like, you need to stay into your creative shit. Keep being creative. That's what's gonna get you where you want to go. I'm like, for real? I like being creative because it's a free space. You know what I'm saying? You get to do whatever, be whatever, you know? Like I said, I know I do have evil thoughts and sometimes do evil things. Well, I'm not an evil person. So anything I create is going to make the world better. You feel me? I'm a good person, my nigga. Hold on, let me see. My daughter's in here. Oh, badass. I kicked her out the room. Now she wanna Yeah, I'll just go to the live. Daughters, bro. Daughters are hard, my nigga. It's scary having a son because I don't want him to go through some of the shit I went through. But daughters are difficult, my nigga. Like, god damn, bro. You just want to put them on punishment for everything. Smart ass mouth, stink ass attitude, emotional ass ways. Like, nigga.
Bro, I can't.
Ain't your damn bro. Had to beat the boy up too. Shit. Jesus Christ. Nah, but but all right, so I just want to say this before we slide out, right? I feel like it's important for everybody to be in touch with themselves spiritually, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And if you're somebody like me who does not really like recognize everything, you know what I'm saying, right away, some shit I'll catch after I think about it, you know what I'm saying? Especially that underlying shit that other people do. You feel me? If you like that, don't be afraid to go and ask for help, because that's all you're really doing is asking for help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave up. I stopped trying to act like I know everything, my nigga. Just be like, look, I need somebody to confirm or deny. You know what I'm saying? I trust myself to the fullest. You feel me? But I'm not ignorant to the fact that I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? There's some shit out here that I just don't know. I have to learn. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the places and spaces that I want to go to, I don't know nothing. I am at the bottom. And you got to happily be there. You know what I'm saying? Just be proud of yourself for being able to even think that way, though. That's another thing she said. These niggas be intimidated by the shit that comes out your mouth. Like, you really can't see that shit for yourself, my nigga? I'm sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them niggas who, it's the hood forever, nigga. I ain't never leaving the hood, nigga. Woo-dee-woo, bam, I can do calendars, nigga. No, I can't do calendars, nigga. No. I got to be at the crib with my kids and my woman. You feel me? That's what I can do, nigga. Do what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Not being out here trying to be thugged out, my nigga. That shit is not even a good life, my nigga. You on a highway to hell. Highway to hell. Do you feel me, though? It's real shit, my nigga. He said you should start opening up the calling line to speak on the topic of the day. Oh, God, we can do that. How do I do that? Oh, you know what I can do? I can send, but I got to do it prior. So before, I don't know if I can do it right now. Oh, you know, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do it right now. If somebody wants to come on right now, let's chop it up. If you want to get on right now, look here, I'm about to put the, before we go, I want to hear some opinions. I want to hear what everybody got to say, my nigga. Let's go.
Because everybody's not like believing that spiritual stuff. You know, everybody. Look,
hold on. I'm about to put the link in the comments.
People be thinking like all that stuff is evil. Some people.
Yeah, it's not evil, my nigga. Like, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, like, my family, they look at me crazy. But I've been had this, you know, since I was a little kid. I've been had this, but if I have a crystal, if I talk about dreams that I have, you know, like showing stuff before it happens, any of that, just like reading on people I know, they look at me as I'm evil. But I was given this. It's not like I went out and was like,
right, trying to find it. There's a lot of things that I think get misconstrued with good and evil, just like that
you
statue.
Can use it for evil, though.
Yeah, you can. I feel like you can probably use anything for evil, honestly, just like money. Money is, you know, you can use it for good or evil. So, look, if you want to come on, just click that link or copy and paste it. And put it in your browser, my nigga. Click on there and then just follow the little steps in there, and it's gonna show you to me, and then I'm gonna add you to the shit. This is a gift from God. Brittany Vick, how you doing? Hope you're having a good day. I'll wait on the next live. Oh, God. Yeah, look, so every Sunday, man, we're gonna come back and we're gonna try to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not against church, man. I don't have no hate for church or nothing like that. You feel me? But just the way things were presented to me once I reached a certain level in my life, it turned me away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to fake with you. I'm not gonna fake with anybody just because you've been above me my whole life, my nigga. Like, now that I'm grown too, you're gonna know how I feel about shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, nigga. That's why a lot of my aunties don't like me, nigga. And I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You can be mad at me all you want. She in there checking the kids and shit. She said, I'm good. Brittany Vic. That's what's up. So you said this is a gift from God. You think, I don't know. What do you think? When you say that, what did you mean when you said that? Just so I can have a better understanding of what you're saying. But I'm not, like I said, if you want to come on, we can chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't agree with me, you know what I'm saying? Tell me how you feel. You feel me? I don't want to argue with nobody. I'm not here for that, but you know, we can definitely hash out our differences of opinion. You know what I mean? That's okay. That's healthy to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you might say something that'll open up my mind in a different way, like make me see. God damn it. Make me see what I'm saying in a different way. You feel me? And I'm open to that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I learn and change every day, or at least I try to. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I run across something that I don't know, the first thing I do is look that shit up. Let's look it up. You feel me? Let's look it up. I don't like to be ignorant. You know, it's okay to be ignorant in some spaces, but not all the time, especially if you're running your fucking mouth. I be on here running my mouth. You feel me? So I gotta know a little something, or at least be willing to learn it. You feel me? It's tough. But look, check it out. Go to Brene Reads on YouTube, my nigga. Check out the shows. Next time I talk to her, I could probably just text her, ask her if she, I'll be like, I'll tell her to start sending me the recordings, and maybe I can put them on here too, just so we can get some more ears on her shit too. You know what I'm saying? But she be having niggas, she be having like 300-400 people in there, like, God damn. They be in there talking shit like, James, your ass is crazy. Talking shit to me. But it's a lot of females though. So if you a single fella, I mean, it's a gang of ladies. It's nothing but ladies. Pink princesses and the black unicorn. And I'm telling you, it's all females in there, bro. If you're looking to do some macking,
no.
You feel me? Go on there, but you better not be on no bullshit, because she just gonna ask Brene, like, what kind of person is he? And she gonna tell her.
That nigga smokes crack.
It's funny, like, I'm not, because you know I can mix it up with the ladies easily, you feel me? I've always had a lot of female friends, you feel me? Even though I feel like I lost a lot of female friends ever since I got married and shit. It's like my homegirls don't fuck with me no more.
That's because they wasn't your homegirls.
Well, what was
they?
They wanted more than, oh, hell nah. I am unavailable.
If that was really your friend, why'd they stop looking at you?
That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Ooh, that booty looking nice. Pat, pat, pat. Watch, I'm going to have wifey clap that butt on camera. One of these. Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. I'm falling off. Sorry. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. See, I'm not perfect, my nigga. That's why I need to get that read. But look, go to Brene Reads. Check out all her shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're not one of the ladies, you're probably not gonna wanna, like, you know what I mean? Be in there like that. Cause she do her, like, her, it's a ladies theme, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, everything she do is like has a ladies slant. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there really cause she. Yeah, because she wanted a man. Yeah, they be gossiping a lot. I don't be knowing none of that shit.
But like her.
She be talking about people. I'd be like, who is that?
Her page in general, though.
Yeah, yeah, her page in general. Like, especially when it comes to the readings and things like that. You can definitely.
Because you can follow her on Instagram.
You can definitely gain something. Yeah, follow her on Instagram. She's on Instagram. Shout out to the player, too. She hella followed me back on Instagram. I was tight.
She's on TikTok.
She's on TikTok. If you want TikTok, I'm sure you can find her right here too. You know what I'm saying? She's everywhere, my nigga. And
she don't be on Facebook though, like that.
Oh, she don't be on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Well, we on Facebook and YouTube right now. You feel me? That's kind of tight. But yeah, even if you got somebody else that might have something to say about something, because maybe I should start like putting the topic up before I go, like maybe like a day before or something, just like I did this last time. And then people can like, hey, you should get on there and tell them what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Some people could, you know,
tell me
their opinion. Like, I want to hear other people's opinions.
Yeah, yeah, I want your opinion, man. I'm just coming out here to get the conversation started. You feel me? I'm not no teacher. I'm not no preacher, my nigga. I'm just a young brother trying to build this thing.
What should I say?
Get in my way. I put my foot in your ass. That's tight. See, my wife knows my raps and shit. I might start sharing some music on here, too. Yeah, I do got one fire ass, my nigga. Ooh, I got a fireball, nigga, about to boom. Dang. But I want to do a video to that shit. I'm trying to be stunning, nigga. We need to get another Benz first. And we need to get a drone. It's a lot of shit, bro. It's a lot of shit I need to do, my nigga. It's a lot of shit I want to do. But I had to get through that. She says I'm still going through it, though. She said my spirit is still sad.
That's why you have to take a break.
Yeah, that's why I take a break, man. Niggas kept dying, bro. When little cousin died, that shit fucked me up. That's why I told y'all on that last episode about the youngins, man. They out here, kept, nigga, this little nigga had a gunfight in a store, my nigga. They both died. Like, god damn.
No, that video I tagged you in, that is crazy.
Which one? You be tagging me in a lot of shit.
The gas station one.
Oh man, see, that's what I was talking about. That's a visual representation of what I said about that AK shit. Mm-hmm. That's your ass, nigga.
If they hopped out the car with AKs and just start shooting the car up.
I'm talking about blah 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 blah.
Dude, he tried to shoot back, but you could tell he probably got shot. Cause then he just like the other guy went straight to the door. And just was like spraying, like that was crazy to me. But these kids are crazy with these guns.
Yeah, it's wild out here, man. That's why y'all gotta be safe, man. If you ain't, my nigga.
Man, even if you have a gun, it really don't even matter. If you ain't carrying around, and you see he had a backpack on.
Yeah, then backpacks mean something. Mm-hmm. Look, backpack used to equal bum, but now it means gun.
The kids at the gas station, I'd be scared of them.
Nigga said, look, I'd be like, what up, young brother? I'd be like, what up, young brother? Because they not finna fight you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. They're like, what? You trip? What? Nigga, what? Like, oh, shit. Nothing. I was just saying good morning, man. God damn. You feel me? But you know what's funny? I don't really get smoke from the youngins like that. They always coming up to me, hey yo, big bro, can you give me a black man about the thing? Which woo bam. A couple of them little niggas I seen they on their waist and shit. I'll be like, these little niggas be out here just like that.
They do not care.
I'm like, this shit crazy, bro. Like, we gotta be safe, my nigga. We gotta try to get to these youngins, man. But yeah, little cousin's deaf, my nigga. Like, that shit fucked me up. Like, y'all little niggas had a gunfight in a smoke shop, my nigga. I mean, like. It's one thing to catch the heads, you know what I'm saying? But it's another thing to start. Wow, 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 wow. That's what y'all doing. That's crazy to me, my nigga. It's scary as shit. Let's just be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it used to be one gun, six niggas. Now it's four niggas with five guns, nigga. Nigga.
No, it's four niggas with eight guns. Four niggas with eight guns.
It's 1,000 rounds in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we got to be smooth out here, man. You know, I ain't trying to turn any of these little niggas on, bro. Well, I ain't trying to. And look, even if I don't die, I don't want to kill no little dude. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather him just know who I is. Like, oh, no, that's that one nigga. He always be pulling up clean. That's me. You feel me? Just like the little niggas, when they ask me shit like, hey, bro, can you go in there and grab me some sticks? I'll be like, what kind of sticks you want? If you're trying to give me their little money, I'll be like, man, keep your money, man. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the kind of shit, I don't fucking talk about this kind of shit, but this is the type of shit I do. One little nigga got me. little motherfucker. He was trying to get me to get him some fucking vapes, some vape shit. It was like $20. So I was like, nah, I ain't just giving this little nigga $20. He was like, I'm a cash app you, man. I'm a cash app you. What you got? This little motherfucker never sent the money. That little nigga never sent the money, bro. I was like, yeah, but I did. I really did have the piece. So I was like, just send. I had him take a picture of my cash app and shit. And I had to slide. I had to get back to the crib and I had to take a piss. And yeah, he got me, man. Wait till I see his little ass. He was a pretty boy, little nigga. He probably ain't got no gun. That's like, you probably do got a gun. He was like, nigga, fuck that 20, nigga. But yeah, man. All right, y'all. I keep going and shit. We got a goddamn hour. We've been in here all motherfucking day. But yeah, man, go check out everything, man. Share this shit, man. If you fucking with it, man, share it. Let somebody see the play a podcast. Play a podcast. And yeah, tell me what y'all think about the new intro. Cause I wanted to do that because I was tired of saying it every time. You know what I'm saying? But I do got a song to that beat though, too. I got a song to that beat, my nigga. That shit hard too. That's one of the first ones I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put out if I start putting out music. I really don't want to be no rapper. I just like to make music. It soothes me, it cleanses my spirit. You know what I'm saying? When I get shit out like that musically. You shared it, appreciate you, my brother. But yeah, man, look, and another thing too, if y'all got anything that y'all slanging. You know, y'all got some a movement you're trying to start, you know what I'm saying? A class you're trying to hold or whatever. Just shoot it to me, man, and we'll do like a section of the show where I just shout out people's shit. Even though I'm not supposed to be doing that. Brene told me that I'm not supposed to be showing no love. But I like to do that. That's just who I am, you know what I'm saying? You ever know, you might help somebody. I'm not, you know, I ain't shit. You feel me? But you might be something to somebody else, though. You know what I'm saying? You might really change somebody's life. And I don't want to be the one standing in the way. If I can be that segue, you feel me? Get you to here from there to here, you know what I'm saying? Through somebody else, boom. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. Shit. Shout out to everybody selling shit, though, man. So shout out to everybody trying to change their life, man, increase and elevate themselves. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the real mothers and fathers taking care of their kids, trying to raise productive citizens. You feel me? Shout out to everybody who is not afraid to come out here and learn something new. You feel me? Not afraid to be vulnerable, my nigga. That open heart, that's what allows new things to come in. You feel me? And change you, make you better. You know what I'm saying? Even if you do get hurt in the process, sometimes that shit stings. Especially when you don't know and you feel like you probably should have knew, or you get embarrassed because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? All that's just going to do is save you from some bigger bullshit later. You feel me? You'll be all right. You know, just like the girl at Sam's. You're making me uncomfortable. I was like, you'll be all right, bitch. It's like, all right, let me get this shit on a good note. But that's it, man. Y'all go to Brene Reads, man. If you want to get a read in, if you got my number, just hit me. And I'll link you up with her, send you her stuff. You know what I'm saying? Her website and shit. You put it in the comments? Mm-hmm. Let me see. She put her name in the comments. Oh, no. Brene Reads LLC. Okay. Yeah. Y'all go check her out, man. And
But, too, like, you don't have to get a reading from her. Because what you're supposed to go with your gut. You know, because you don't want everybody pulling on your energy. So if you don't feel comfortable with her, you know, just find someone, you know, that you are comfortable with. Because, you know.
Hell, yeah. There's a bunch of people that do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in Colorado, they have people that do it, like, you know, face to face.
Yeah.
Because she's going to do it, like, you know, over the phone.
Hey, if you feel like there's negative energy in your space, in your place, you feel me? Go to, what's the place of that store in Copax? The little stones?
Herbs and Art.
Go to this place called Herbs and Art, my nigga. If you're in Colorado, if you're not in Colorado, just type in, go to Google and type in metaphysical store, all right, and get you some black tourmaline. So I got a fucking what do I call it, a review testimony, because I had bought some for my boy's birthday and shit, by like two boxes of it, two big boxes of it and shit. And I just gave a piece to everybody in the party, just let them pick their own piece. Like, and everybody picked their piece. So one of the people that got one, they hit me back the other day. Like, and this was like, what, a year ago? Was that this time last year, huh? Yeah, that was birthday's in September. So it's been a little over a year. He was like, man, I ain't been pulled over since I got that rock from you, bro. I was like, that's dope, my nigga.
Too at the party, like a couple months after that, like they had so much like negative energy being pulled from them. Mm-hmm. The crystal shattered, like it shattered.
Like, who was that? Was that somebody that ain't gonna say their name?
My sister.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah, it pulled so much negative energy
that's
that
it crazy.
Shattered in half. And then it's like, it's a rare thing for it to do that. But it means it serves its purpose.
That's crazy. We about to get some more black tourmaline. Mm-hmm. Everybody got
it. Just crumbled to pieces.
Damn. Mm-hmm. God damn, Jazzy, you need to get away from them niggas, Jazz. Shit.
Yeah, I thought I told you that.
Y'all ain't about to kill me. You hear me? Huh? Shit, that's what I got to. She said you got to get away. You got to get away from everybody, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, except for certain people. She did. She explained it in a certain way, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go too deep into it, but there's only certain people I'm supposed to be around, you feel me? And most of them's on here. Hey, Flip Podcast. All right, man. Well, I appreciate everybody sliding through. This is what I'll do next time. I'ma put when I announce the show, so I'll probably do that Friday or Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I have to set an alarm for myself because I'll be forgetting. I'll set an alarm, or I'll announce the show Friday or Saturday. If I don't have no topic, I'll just ask y'all what y'all want to talk about. And then I'll put the link in there. So I can do like a build-up type of thing, you know, where it's like a couple days before, it'll be like a scheduled show and shit. So you'll see it on YouTube. I don't think you'll see it on Facebook, but you'll see it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, show will start at this time on this day. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll put the link in there. So you could just hit the link, man. Come through and we could chop it up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got something they want to say to the people? Come through, man. Good energy only. I'll be bringing up fucking bad shit. I be talking to that shit. We need all good shit. You know what I'm saying? From the ladies or the fellas, man. Especially if you got something that can help somebody else increase and elevate themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. That's why we're here. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to grow, learn, change, rearrange shit. For real. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. All right, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep set. Play a podcast. Hey, play it.